what is this part of camp like for you? Because you know you're not going to play much. You didn't play in the scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting fewer reps. How do you kind of keep into it?
Like, it's normal to me. It wouldn't matter if I had 100 reps or 1,000 reps, you know what I mean? I'm not really happy until we get to the season. So, you know, so it just is training camp. You know, it just is what it is.
How many plays do you think you're even going to get against Dallas?
I have no idea. You know, I like games better than practice, so, you know, I'm not going to mind what it is.
Yeah.
Some guys would be a little leery of not getting enough reps, but it sounds like you don't worry about that at all.
No, you know what? I'm a visual learner, so you know I've always learned I could study film or watch somebody else do it and pretty much learn that way. So I don't have to take a lot of reps to really understand the flow of something.
Joe, can you feel the difference? Just you know, rest wise, refreshed. I don't know, just from not being out there as much.
No, I feel the same. Yeah, you know, one rep or 1,000 reps, it all feels you know it feels the same until the game starts.
If they talk about the dog days of August in NFL camps, I mean, it sounds like you're probably not feeling that quite the same way this year.
No, I do. I mean, anytime you're just away from home, it just, you know, it's, you know, practice, you know. So you run 3 reps, you got enough, you know what I mean, to start feeling the dog days, and, you know, and I run enough.
One thing you might be feeling is the depth of the defensive line. I know there's some guys out, but what can you say about the guys who are Kemp Rasmus and some of these guys who people don't know, but they seem to be pretty tough out there.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot. People are going to be surprised how good our defense is. You know, even our D-line last year surprised a lot of people with getting a lot of sacks. But, you know, stopping a run, it starts with having a good D-line, and we stopped a lot of good running backs last year. So, you know, I won't be surprised if we do it again this year, you know, putting a lot of pressure on them. But you know, teams that stop the run and run the ball well usually win. And that's a good formula we had last year, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again this year.
On paper, I mean, the team might look better. Do you think this team is better than last year's, period?
Definitely, without a doubt. I think this year's team would beat last year's team pretty good.
And why?
Just defense, you know what I mean? Defense always wins championships, you know, you know, you learn that from high school, we get to college, and it's like, wow, our defense is just better, you know, and anytime you have a good defense, you have a chance to win.
What are a couple things that are making this defense better?
I just think confidence, you know what I mean? I think our linebacker core, you know, we have 4 great linebackers, not just, you know, just average run-of-mill guys. We have 4 great ones, and you can only start 3 of them, so unless we go to 3-4, you know. But our D-line, they make plays, and we don't even have, you know, 3 good D-linemen out there, you know. And I think that could be a lot of good things for us. And then, you know, anytime you get Ken Hamlin back as a safety, the team's just better.
It seems like we talk about it year after year, but continuity on offense is always, you know, pretty, another year.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, our offense is good. That's what it is. I think that we start to recognize that our offense knows what we can do, and anytime our defense gives us any kind of trouble at all, we start to realize, oh, this is just a good defense that we have, you know, and it's exciting because we know that, you know, that they're going to make us better, and at the same time, we're making them better.
One Pro Bowler to another, what does it mean to have Julian Peterson in the mix with that linebacking core?
Oh, great. You know, I mean, Julian, he's unbelievable. I can't believe we got him still, you know, and I think that, you know, I think that he's going to show the world that he's a Pro Bowler, and I think that this will be another Pro Bowl season for him.
Do you have to have better numbers to have a better year this year?
No, not really. I want them. I don't have to have them to have a better year. You know, our offense is one of those things that we just take what people give. We can throw the ball. We sling the rock. That's what we like to do. So we can throw the ball a lot. We can run the ball very well. And, you know, for that, if teams bring 8, 9 guys in the box, then we're going to throw the ball and we're going to beat them with the pass. So if that happens every game, then my numbers won't be better. But if they don't, then we're going to have a good game, a good year on the ground, and, you know, who knows what happens.
I read a quote from your former left guard with the Vikings saying that last year you guys found a way to run the ball even when they stacked the front.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, how do you do that?
You know, we were committed to that. You know, of course, last year Matt hurt his shoulder in the first game. So, you know, what do you do when you hurt your quarterback in the first game? You run the ball. And we were just like, okay, we got to find ways to run the ball, knowing that we're not going to be able to, you know, he couldn't throw the long ball like he usually does, you know, like y'all saw in the playoffs, you know. So it was one of those things that we had to run the ball, and we just found ways. Everybody, we just said we're going to make it work, and And that's a positive thing when you just get together as a group and say, this is our goal and this is how we want to do it, and you just do it.
Yeah, they're playing up front to stop you, and they're not.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating.
back to your whole thing. When did you go there? For the, when you...
You know what? I'm not even sure. I'm going to think probably either, I think around May, April or May. Yeah, that sounds right.
And it's a pretty young guy. It's got to be cool.
Yeah, every my family came up. My mom and father came up, and aunts and uncles, and you know, it was just a good. It's a good time. You know, most of my family's from the Cincinnati area, so it was good for all of them to come up there. It was all of our first time going there, and we took pictures. You know, with my wife and kids, and you know, it's just it's really cool.
Yeah, did you think someday I'll be here in a different
Yeah, situation. Definitely. You know, when you get there, that's when you kind of hit you, because I'm one of them people that, you know, you just play and have fun, and you go for, you know, great stats and great records, but you don't really think about the Hall of Fame until you see those busts in that room, and you're like, wow, this is, you know, this is pretty sweet, you know. So that was probably the first time I really thought, oh, okay, you know, I actually could be here, you know. It was pretty cool.
How much have you noticed just on the practice field, the improvement in speed on the defense?
Oh, it's amazing. I'm just proud of our defense. You know, I'm proud of how they've grown over, you know, from this time last year and going through the season. And, you know, even while they were playing last year, people still wouldn't give them really respect, and they won't give them this year until we get out there playing a little bit. And they play well. They play hard, and they play as a group. It's almost like you see the growth of it, like you saw the growth in our offense a couple years ago, where we were just playing hard, and we were like, okay, this is pretty soon going to really start gelling really well. And that's what you see in our defense. You see the start of something special.
In terms of speed, how do they compare to some of the other defenses you guys have played?
Oh, they're quick, you know, they're quick, and I think that it's one of those things when you practice against somebody every day, you're not sure is it that they're that fast or is it that they understand your tendencies, but they've really challenged us this year better than any of the other years in my career.
And Sean, last year I remember you saying how important it was to bring Max Strong back. Mm-hmm. Now that he was back, was that a big factor for you, and how big a deal was that for you?
Yeah, well, you know, even when we was going through my contract stuff, you know, I signed before Mac did, so it was one of those things where I was saying, like, you guys are sure you're going to bring Mac back, right? So it's been a big thing. Mac's been a great friend, like, and also a great big brother. So I've always been a person that had strong feelings for people off the field, even more important than on the field, because they fight for you off the field, and on the field, you know, your talent's going to take over. And Mac's been that guy, you know. He's taken many big hits for me to score touchdowns, and he's good at his job. So, you know, I was really excited when he did something like that.
How many more years do you think you keep taking those hits for him?
Eight.
And we've talked about this before. Is it surprising that it took other people as long to catch on to the fact that he does his job as well as he does?
I'm still shocked because I still don't think people understand. You know, so, you know, I think this year he'll have another unbelievable season, and you know, we'll just keep on trying to do it every year.